Hey everyone, welcome back to Spaceflight This Week, a NASA Spaceflight podcast. I'm News Director Thomas Burkhart, here with a quick recap of spaceflight news for the week of March 27th, 2023. We start with the first ever launch of Relativity Space's Terran 1 rocket, which took place on Wednesday from Launch Complex 16 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The Good Luck, Have Fun mission was Relativity's first ever orbital launch attempt, carrying no customer payload, but hosting a small 3D printed mass simulator from the early days of Relativity. The rocket is notable for being almost entirely 3D printed itself, as well as being fueled by methane with liquid oxygen as its oxidizer. Terran 1 is the second methane-fueled rocket to attempt to reach orbit after the Chinese Zuki 2 rocket, however both maiden flights have now fallen short of orbital velocity. After nominally passing Max-Q, main engine cutoff, and stage separation, Terran 1's Aeon vacuum upper stage engine failed to ignite. The flight did, however, surpass the company's expectations and provided a host of data to feed into the next launch attempt, as well as the company's future fully reusable aspirations with the Terran R rocket. Next up, NASA has delayed the launch of the crew flight test for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. The flight was anticipated to launch next month, but NASA's Human Spaceflight Operations Head, Kathy Loiders, stated that teams are still assessing readiness and completing verification work. As a result, Starliner's first crewed mission will now take place after the private Axiom 2 flight in early May. That flight is being launched by a Crew Dragon spacecraft aboard a Falcon 9 rocket. This also likely puts the CFT mission after the maiden flight of United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket, which shares Space Launch Complex 41 with the Atlas V vehicle used to launch Starliner missions. Vulcan's debut carrying a robotic mission to the moon is currently slated for May 4th. It is also worth noting that Kathy Loiders is retiring from the agency this month after 31 years of service across the Space Shuttle, ISS Commercial Cargo, and Commercial Crew programs. Rocket Lab has launched its third mission of the year with the Electron rocket's first flight from New Zealand in 2023. The mission, named The Beat Goes On, successfully lofted a pair of Black Sky Earth observation satellites to orbit. Of note on this mission, Electron's first stage conducted a soft splashdown after launch as part of Rocket Lab's reusability development program. While initial reuse plans called for a mid-air capture using a helicopter, the company is now experimenting with additional waterproofing methods so that recovery can be accomplished after splashdown instead. Whether operational reusability comes to fruition for Rocket Lab using helicopters or marine assets, the data from these flights will feed into development of the company's Neutron rocket, which aims to propulsively land its first stage for recovery and reuse. On Friday, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 with a batch of Starlink version 1.5 satellites. The Group 5-5 mission carried 56 satellites to orbit, utilizing Booster 1067 on its 10th flight. Of note, this launch slot was expected to be filled with the second batch of version 2 mini-satellites, but the Group 6-1 spacecraft have encountered issues in orbit. Elon Musk said that there is lots of new technology in Starlink V2, so we're experiencing some issues as expected. Some sats will be deorbited, others will be tested thoroughly before raising altitude above the space station. While teams troubleshoot the new satellites before another batch gets launched, another group of version 1.5 satellites will launch as soon as this Wednesday. Blue Origin has released its findings to date from the New Shepard 23 mission investigation. The uncrewed suborbital New Shepard mission launched in September of last year and encountered a main engine failure which triggered the capsule's abort system. The capsule and the research payloads on board landed safely, but the failed booster was destroyed when it impacted the desert. According to Blue Origin, design changes that were made to the engine's boundary layer cooling system caused an increase in nozzle heating. As a result, the nozzle fatigued and failed. Design changes are being made to the combustion chamber and the engine's operating parameters, as well as improving the structural performance of the nozzle. These are not the final and complete findings, as the FAA stated that the investigation remains open. Once the investigation is complete, the payloads on board the NS-23 mission will be reflown. In India on Sunday, the final satellites needed for OneWeb's initial constellation were launched aboard a Launch Vehicle Mark III rocket. This is the new name for the rocket previously known as the Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle Mark III, which is supporting a wider range of missions than just geosynchronous satellites. On board this flight were 36 OneWeb satellites, which were all successfully deployed into low Earth orbit. While this does reach the number of satellites needed for initial service, spare satellites, as well as upgraded second-generation satellites, are expected to be launched starting this year, with the next batch expected to share a Falcon 9 rocket with spare Iridium satellites. Finally, in Starbase, Texas, preparations for Starship's first orbital flight are expected to accelerate this week. With the final major piece of orbital launch mount shielding installed last week, Booster 7 is expected to be reinstalled onto the mount next. Ship 24 will then need to return to the launch site for stacking so that final pre-flight tests can be conducted. A launch in mid to late April remains feasible based on these timelines. Beyond the first flight, progress was made on Ship 28 and Booster 10 this week as SpaceX prepares to incorporate lessons learned from the first flight and began ramping up launch cadence for future Starship missions. That's all for this week's episode of Spaceflight This Week. For more spaceflight news, check out our other podcasts, subscribe to the NASA Spaceflight YouTube channel, or visit us at nasaspaceflight.com.